Please be seated. If I sound a little choked up, it's because I realize once again, why me up here? I'll tell you why. Because it all started with our theme verse. The reverence of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So, we've all been to school. Some of us are still going to school. And you know what? We do that for what? To attain knowledge. And hopefully from that, wisdom. But no matter how many A students are out there, you don't have to raise your hand. You probably all are. Or 4.0ers. There seems to be a situation where we just don't know what to do. I ran into that situation many times. But you know what? God has us covered through his knowledge and wisdom. By a show of hands, how many of you have asked for God in those times? I should see every hand go up. Okay, all right. Many times, one finishes school, no matter what level that may be, and there just doesn't seem to be a job available. It's happened many, many times. Not with God. Not with God. Okay? He always has a purpose for our lives throughout our learning his scriptures, the scriptures. That's where we get our education. There's no grade 5 or 12th grade or college. It's just God's word, his beloved word that he so graciously gave us. It was once said, knowledge is knowing what to say. Wisdom is knowing when to say it. So, the title of this morning's sharing is Knowledge and Wisdom from where? Above. Above. The best source known to man. But we have to be humble and meek to reach out to the Father and receive that. God can and is able to show us the wisdom and knowing when and how to use this knowledge. Interesting verse. I want you all to turn to James chapter 3, please. As I go there myself, James chapter 3, and let's look at verse 13. Who is a man and endued with knowledge among you? Speaking of God's knowledge. Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of what? Wisdom. Wisdom. And so when we do that and we humble our hearts, God's going to be ready at all times to help us out in that time. So our textbook, if you will, is the Bible. And like I've mentioned before, partly because of where I work, it's not a periodical. It doesn't change from month to month. It's the same Word of God that never changes. Would you agree? And you found that out. If you put your Bible away right now, and you open it up 20 years from now, and you open it up to where you closed it, guess what? Same words of God. And they hold truth. They have power still, as much as they did when you first opened it. When we put on the knowledge of God and apply his wisdom, he gives us, then we are equipped for a prosperous life in Christ. Expect that from God, because that's what he's in the business of doing. His words are neither hollow, empty, or powerless, and we can exhibit that in our walk with him. Amen? Part of attaining this knowledge and wisdom is searching the what? Scriptures. Scriptures. If you never open up the Bible and you hold it to your forehead and say, I got it. It doesn't work that way. Revelation may, but not that, okay? Go to Proverbs chapter 2, please. Yeah, God is so gracious with what he gives us. And it's a fountain of living waters. I said Proverbs chapter 2. We're going to start in verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments within thee, so that thou incline thy ears unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, you think God's gonna answer you? Yeah, sure. Verse 4. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the reverence of the Lord and find knowledge of who? I can't hear you guys. Thank you, thank you. Verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And verse 7. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. You guys are righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. And I trust we endeavor to do that, because God honors those things. Wisdom and knowledge is part of the 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit, which is a priceless gift that our Father has given both you and I. So we need to take full advantage of this knowledge and wisdom. It's at our disposal. All we have to do is ask. Why? Well, it's to put into action. After we attain this knowledge, we can now draw from the wisdom that we need. And I need a lot of wisdom many, many times. Starting with my wife, I need wisdom to take care of my babe. At work, to train people. And most of all, with you guys. I look at you, and I can feel the love coming out. I hope you're feeling it, because you guys bless my life big time. And I learn from each one of you in your own unique ways. Life offers, as we know, all kinds of fields to be a part of. But the fields we want to be a part of are, as Jesus said to his disciples. And for this, would you please go to Luke chapter 10. Luke 10. And when you get to Luke 10, let's go to verse 1. This I'll read out of the NLT for you. Luke 10, 1 says, the Lord now chose 70 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places he planned to visit. These were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. And those are the fields that we want to be a part of. There's no lack of work for us. It's around us day in and day out. And only you, as an individual, have your signature on how to do it with the people that you know, people that you come in contact with. Or you ask God for that knowledge and wisdom in a situation. And you know what? He's going to answer you. You just have to have your spiritual ears open. We apply this word of wisdom and word of knowledge so that we can know what to do in a particular situation. I remember once at work, somebody asked me a question about God. And to be honest with you, I didn't have an answer right there on the spot. So I said, let's talk during the break. And they said, okay. So between that, when the question was asked, and the break, I went straight to the phone and said, I need your help on this one. And you know what? God gave me the perfect answer for this individual, to the point where they were hungry for more. You see, that's how it works with God. He wants you to feed his people. The harvest is plenteous, right? And I've had this happen, if we're stumped on what is best, then go to the Father. Go to the Father in heaven and ask for wisdom desired then. And then what do? We step out. We step out with that knowledge and wisdom that God gives us. Ask yourselves, what about all the times that we spent in God's Word, in a fellowship, a seminar, or other resources? It's all about getting God's education and knowing God better, as the class we just ran, and knowing God better. And his will for you and I. This is why They're part of our spiritual education, okay? If you're tardy to class with God, it's okay. It's not going to count against you. But that you go to class is important. And God included them as part of what we can receive from that gift of Holy Spirit. God's Word says that He doesn't want us ignorant concerning what? Spiritual matters. Life is spiritual. The five senses man only sees what's in front of him, smells what's in front of him, hears, tastes, touch. But behind that is a spiritual ramification that they don't understand. But you and I do. Why? Not because of how smart we are, but because we reach out to God for His knowledge and wisdom. And that opens so many doors for us, personally and with other people around us. I'm telling you, we got a lot to do. And God never runs out of knowledge and or wisdom. Right. What did God do for Solomon? Well, let's see what was available then, and ladies and gentlemen, now. So please go to 2 Chronicles chapter 1. Second Chronicles chapter 1 and start in verse 9. 2 Chronicles 1:9 says, O Lord God, please continue to keep your promise to David my father, for you have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust of the earth. That's a lot of people. I mean, if you have a handful, you've already got 5-6 cities right there, right? Give me what? Wisdom, and knowledge to lead them properly. For who could possibly govern this great people of yours? God said, here's God's reply, said to Solomon, because your greatest desire, it's number one on his list, because your greatest desire is to help your people, and you did not ask for wealth, riches, fame, or even the death of your enemies, or a long life, but rather, you ask for wisdom and knowledge to properly govern my people. In verse 12, I will certainly... How good does that sound when God says that to you? I mean, who am I for God to say, I will certainly? Well, He did. I will certainly give you the wisdom and knowledge you requested, but, there's a but here and it's a good one, I will give you your wealth, riches and fame such as no other king had before you or will ever have in the future. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So you see, when you get humble with God, expect a lot more than what you think you're going to get. In this case, he got what he didn't ask for, but he knew it wouldn't hurt, right? So, that's something that truly blessed me to see that. His humble heart and what had happened. So what is the foundation of the decisions and choices that we make in our request today? Ask yourself that. What is that foundation? For tomorrow is not here yet. Yesterday's gone. You're living now. Now I want to give you a little background of a wonderful man of God who on behalf of God helped out his friend Job. And this man's name was Elihu. And to see a little background on Elihu, go to Job 36, please. Wonderful records here that demonstrate God's wonderful, wonderful wisdom and knowledge. Job 36, verse 1. And when we get to 36 and verse 1, it says, Elihu also proceeded and said, suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words shall not be false, He that is perfect in knowledge, God, is with me. Behold, God is mighty and despiseth not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. Isn't that wonderful? Mighty in strength and wisdom. So that's a little bit about Elihu and what was on his heart. Now let's read what Elihu, a friend and comforter of Job, says to him. And for this, back to Job and in chapter 33. And when you get to verse chapter 33, look at verse 1. We'll start there. Now you got to remember, if you don't already know, Job had three other guys that were just beating him up with all kinds of, you should have done it this way, this is why you've got that, this and that. Job didn't need to hear that. Just like in our lives, when we're having a hard day, the last thing we need is for someone else to point it out to us. And, well, if you hadn't done that, hell, you wouldn't be in the soup. Okay, I'm not wanting soup right now. And so he didn't need that. He needed comfort. He needed words that were filled with wisdom and knowledge. And God bless Elihu's heart. He was there to do so. So in Job 33, look at verse 1. Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches, and hear and hearken to all my words. Not some of them. Don't cherry pick what I'm going to say. They're all good. Verse 2, behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue hath spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. And verse 4, the Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. He's not there to show him his resume or the awards he got in life, but to honor the Lord with what the Lord has done. And so now it's his turn to help out his brother. In its simplest terms, wisdom takes knowledge, the knowing about something, and applies it with a discernment that God makes available via that Holy Spirit. That's why we have the abilities that we do, because of the Holy Spirit that's within each and every one of us. Tap into that. Kind of leave your own five senses alone for a minute and tap into that Holy Spirit. Do not hesitate to ask God for help. Do not hesitate to ask him for knowledge and wisdom. Because like I said, there's so much that he has to give you. And when you're humble and meek, stand by. You thought you had an answer. Well, wait to hear God's. You thought you had knowledge. Taste a little bit of what God has to offer. I want to close in a familiar verse of Scripture that is our starting point. And that verse of Scripture is our theme verse right here. The fear or the reverence of the Lord is the beginning. Before you put on your shoes and socks, your shirt, and what you're going to wear, this is where you should start. The beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We're not fools. We don't despise wisdom and knowledge. We ask for it, you see. And when you ask, you shall receive. From the best source known to man, God Almighty. You can probably think of the countless times that Jesus Christ went to the Father. Jesus Christ said, oh, now what I'm going to do? They're going to crucify me. Let me ask my apostles. They'll know. No. What did he ask them? To pray. And some of the times they fell asleep. But he asked them to pray. And when it came down to the final word, not my will, your will be done. And Jesus went through it. That's some tough thing to stand up to, but he asked his Father for that knowledge and wisdom. So my prayer is that we get all the help we need in any given situation, you and I, starting with going to the Father and taking full advantage of the nine manifestations, not just these two, but the other ones also, But this morning, I want to share with you a little bit about the knowledge and wisdom of that Holy Spirit, drawing from them when we need them, and we need them a lot. Get honest with yourself. We need them a lot. And you know what? Ask God. Ask God. You don't have to get in your car or drive anywhere. You don't have to pick up your cell phone and call someone. You don't have to make a letter, fill out an application. You just simply open this and this and let God move mountains for you, open doors for you, sometimes close doors for you. This is what God gives you and I. So, God, our Father in heaven, I pray that you are involved in every part of our lives as you were, and knowing each and every day at the beginning of that day, we come to you, Father, with trust in what you have for us. For we know that a lot of times we're standing on shaky ground, but you solidify that for us with the knowledge you give us and the wisdom of knowing where and when to use that. And I pray for each heart here this morning that they too can reach out to you, Father, and receive your answers, because that's what prayers come with, answers. And they start with faith and believing. So I just thank you for each person's life here this morning and look forward to each day spent with you in Jesus' name. And they all said, yes. Amen.